الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My dear respected elders and brothers, a mu'min and a believer is one who says that Allah is his Rabb. He has accepted Allah as his Lord, and together with that, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ, he remains committed to that. That your entire life, whether 50 years, 60 years, 80 years, whatever lifespan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you, you remain committed to that claim, you remain committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very important thing is a person, his entire life must be committed to Allah. See, the question is asked at times that a person who has committed kufr and shirk, in the hereafter will remain in Jahannam forever and ever. So the question is that he has lived on earth for 70 years, for 80 years, or for 50 years, or whatever lifespan. Why should he be punished forever and ever in the hereafter for that kufr and shirk? He made kufr and shirk for maybe 60 years or 50 years, but he is being punished forever and ever in the hereafter. Why is it so? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that on the day of Qiyamah a person will say, رَبِّ رِجِعُونِي لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. Says that problem was that he was not committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had he lived on earth for 1,000 years, he would have made kufr for 1,000 years. Had he lived for 5,000 years or 1,000,000 years, he would have continued with that wrong of his, because he was not committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why his punishment in the hereafter is khalidina fiha abada. He will live therein forever and ever. On the day of Qiyamah, when he will see the scenes of the hereafter, he will see Jannat, he will see Jahannam, he will see all the horrors of Jahannam, then that person will wish that he came back into the world. And he will say that now I'm going to go back and I'm going to do what is right. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, it is just in order to save his skin, this is just words that he is saying. He is not a person who is committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. The one who says that Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my Lord, Allah is the direction of my life. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then he remains committed to that claim of his. He doesn't divert from it, he remains committed to it. And commitment is for your entire life. Whether it's 40 years, whether it's 60 years, 80 years or 100 years, a person continues day in, day out, every morning getting up for Fajr Salah, every day reading your Zuhr Salah, whether you are tired, whether you are feeling down, whether you are sad, whether you are happy, you are committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in Allah and you have accepted all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remain committed to Allah day in and day out for 40 years, for 60 years, for 80 years. Whatever lifespan Allah has given us, we believe in Allah and we remain committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will not waver from that. Every morning he has to get up for Fajr, he will get up for Fajr. He will not make it an issue. In fact, he will get up happy for Fajr. The day he doesn't get up for Fajr Salah, for whatever reason, then that entire day of his is gloomy. He's feeling terrible about it. Why? Because he is a person who is committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person who is committed to his job, a person who is committed to his shop. Every morning he will get up, happily he goes to shop. He's so happy to go because he sees some profits at the end of the day. A person who believes in Allah, a person who is the reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that person is committed to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is committed to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in lieu of this commitment of his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a beautiful life on the surface of this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a beautiful life in the qabr and in the everlasting life of the akhirah. Already when it is time for the person to leave this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that now it is time for you to leave and Allah will make your ikram for you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. That at the time now, when you're leaving this world, then the angels come down and they start to console you and they begin to comfort you and give you assurance, reassure you that ألا تخافوا, there's nothing for you to fear. ولا تحزنوا, and nothing for you to grieve about. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi, renowned sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, Ya'ishu wahidan, with regard to him said, Ya'ishu wahidan, yamutu wahidan, wa yahshuru wahidan, wa yusalli alayhi ta'ifatun minal muslimin. That Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu will live alone, in solitude he will live. He will spend the last part of his life in solitude. Alone. And he will die alone also. And he will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah all by himself. And a group from amongst the believers will come to perform his janazah salah. So Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was living between Medina and Yemen, he used to live in a place, Rabda, somewhere near there. And now came close to him leaving this world. He can feel the asarat of maut 3 days prior to him leaving this world. He tells his family, tells his wife that, you know, go out and see who is there that will perform my janazah salah. So he says, but all the people have left already. People have returned from Hajj. When people used to come for Hajj, during the journeys of Hajj, they used to pass by there. So at least they used to see some people going by. But now everybody has gone. Perhaps only next year somebody, or perhaps somebody will pass by after a few months. We don't know. But there's nobody in sight. Nobody in sight. He said to her that you go. And you go and see. Go stand on the roadside. And see, you will see somebody coming. Say, what makes you say so? Said, my Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that a group from amongst the Muslim will perform your janazah salah. You will die in a lonely place, but a group from amongst the Muslimin will come and perform your janazah salah. So the wife goes out, sees nobody there. One day passes, the second day passes. She sees nobody coming. She can't see any dust clouds of any travelers coming at a distance also. Come the third day, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells his daughter that prepare meals. Say, who must we prepare meals for? This was the yaqeen that Sahaba Kiram had on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had yakin on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She's asking, who must we prepare meals for? Says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a group of people will come and they will perform my janazah salah. It should not be that when you are grieving over my departure, that you forget to see to the guests that have come, to these travelers that have come, and you fail to be, you know, of service or hospitable to him to feed them. So she prepares the meals. And now the signs of maut are coming closer. You can see Sakrat. So the wife goes out and looks again, and there she sees dust clouds. And who is coming? A group of Muslimin who was under the leadership of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was summoned by Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come because of some very important mashwara that he wanted to make. He summoned Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come, but in reality it was a summon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to see to the need of Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to see to the kafan and the dafan of Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala comes closer, he sees a woman waving frantically. Then she calls and she says that, is there anyone amongst, can you do the janazah and the kafan of a mu'min, of a believer? So they ask, whose janazah? He say, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, is that the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, yes. So immediately they rush. They say, why not? When they get there, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu speaks to them. And he says that, now I am leaving this world, and I want my kafan and my ghusl to be done, and the kafan to be done by that person who has not taken up employment with any government, with any government department. Because Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu very strongly felt or had a very strong opinion regarding the use of public treasury, etc. Very firm on that. So he said, I would love that person who has never had any dealings with the government departments, he should do my kafan. So one Ansari youngster says, I have never been in the employment of the government at all. And here's my ihram, which my mother have weaved with her own hands. We will use this for your kafan. He was very pleased with that. When Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passes away, they give his ghusl, his kafan, they bury him, and they were about to leave. The daughter calls them quickly and says that my father had insisted that meals should be prepared for you. So then Abu Zar, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, oh Abu Zar, you were so hospitable whilst you were alive, and now that you have passed away, you are still feeding us. You are feeding us even after your passing away. What we learn from this is the yaqeen that Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wife is pareshan. Wife is in confusion, anxious. What is going to happen? It is only her and her daughter. How are they going to do the ghusl and the kafan? But Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had full yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells her continuously, go out and see, somebody is going to come. The words of my Nabi can never be false. Also we learn from this that when you remain upon deen with istiqamat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the arrangements. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to the needs of that individual during his lifetime and when he has to leave this world also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And when you remain with istiqamat upon deen, tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika, the angels will come down and they will say to you, Allah takhafu, that do not fear, wala tahzanu, and do not grieve, do not fear with regard to the life that is to come. Each one of us have to go into the qabr whether we like it or we don't. Every person has to leave this world. But fortunate indeed is that person who remained in the dunya upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committed to the deen of Allah, particular and punctual upon the basic commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least the basics of deen. when he remains upon the basics of deen, at least the 5-time daily salah, your fasting in the month of Ramadan, tilawat of the Quran, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person remains committed to that, that when it's now time for him to leave, the angels come, they come with beautiful shrouds from Jannat, fragrant shrouds of Jannat. And what do they tell you? That do not fear and do not grieve. Do not fear with regard to your onward journey. And do not grieve with regard to what you're leaving behind. Because what you're leaving behind is something which is so temporary, which is so useless, which is so insignificant compared to the everlasting life of the akhirat. What Allah has prepared for you in Jannah. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And we give you glad tidings of Jannah which we had promised you. Or the person hasn't left this world as yet. He's about to leave and he's already getting the basharat and he's getting good news of a beautiful life in the hereafter. But what does Allah want from us? Allah wants a commitment from us. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. A person remains with istiqamat. Istiqamat means you are committed. You are committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you remain steadfast upon the basic commandments of Allah. See, at least the basic commandments of Allah, which is compulsory upon us, which is farz upon us. One Bedouin came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what is deen, what is Islam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him the basics of deen, iman, salah, zakat, hajj, fasting. He asked anything else, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said no. As he was leaving, he takes an oath and he says, Wallah. Take an oath upon Allah and he says that I will not add anything to it and I will not decrease anything from it. I will do exactly only that which you have explained. And he started leaving. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you want to see a jannati, there's a jannati. If he is true to his word, then he is a jannati. Today we are not even committed to the basics of deen. All of us sitting here, you can ask ourselves, each one question himself, that how committed are we to the deen of Allah, to the basic commandments of Allah. Did we read our Fajr Salah this morning or not? That in itself, your Fajr Salah, whether you read or not, is an indication of your dedication and commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your Fajr Salah, and likewise your 5-time daily Salah, that is the first step, or the first gauge, of your commitment and dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we dedicate ourselves with the basic commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then guaranteed we will get that basharat and that khush khabri and that good news at the time when we're leaving this world, that Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. And we give you the good news of that jannat which we had promised you. And Allah never goes against His promise. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The angels, when they come to you at that time, at the time of maut, as Sakrat, when you're about to leave this world, the angels will tell you that we were your companions in your life, in the worldly life. We were your companions. And now we will not leave you. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In the hereafter, we will be your companions also. We will continue with you right till we see you in Jannat. So we were your companions in the world. When a person does good in this world, when he does good amals, then the angels are his companions. And when a person goes into guna and sin, then the shayateen become his companion. A person who does good is because of the prompting by mulhim, by the angel who prompts you towards good. And when a person does wrong, then it is the whisperings of shaitan, iblis and shaitan. So, now that you have come to the masjid for your Jummah Salah, you are in the companionship of the angels. And when we do good amals, continue with our good amals, then we are continuously in the companionship of the angels. And that is why at the time of maut, when we're leaving this world, they say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In the world, we were your companions. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And now we will remain with you till we get you into Jannat. In the hereafter, we will remain your companion. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Now you will get whatever you desire. Ma tashtahi anfusukum. Whatever you desire, you will get it. In this dunya, you can never get everything you desire. No matter how rich, no matter how influential, whatever status we have in this world, you can never get everything that you desire. Yes, in the akhirat, in jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you everything you desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Anything you desire, anything you ask for. Allah ta'ala said, desire first before asking. Then leave alone asking what you desire, what goes through your mind and your heart as a desire. What you even think of, what you even just desired in your heart, you didn't even ask for it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. Imagine if you're getting what you desire, what you ask for, all the more you will get it. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. And better still, hospitality from غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمِ. Hospitality from who? From غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمِ. And one of the greatest favors in Jannah, which is mentioned in the Ahadith, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show Himself to His creation, will show Himself to the Jannati. And just the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be such a sight that you will forget all the other bounties and all the other ni'mats of Jannah. And one more which is also mentioned in the Ahadith is that a person after he is enjoying his stay in Jannah and he's enjoying everything that has been given to him, whatever he desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, is there anything more that you want? Oh my banda, oh my servant, anything more that you want? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jannati will say that, oh Allah, what more can we ask for? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, well now, I make an announcement and a declaration that, oh my banda, oh my servant, I am happy with you and I will never ever be angry with you again. I will never be displeased with you. I will always remain happy with you. And that announcement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the jannati such ecstasy, such enjoyment, that there is no words that can describe that. And there's nothing to explain the ecstasy and the joy that a jannati will experience just upon this declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh my banda, I am happy with you. You were committed in the dunya to me. You were committed to my commandments, to the way of my Nabi. You were committed to that. Now in Jannat, I am happy with you. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains happy with us. Allah is happy with us whilst we in this world. Allah is happy with us when we in the qabr. And Allah is happy with us on day of Hashr. And we get that. We also become worthy of that announcement in Jannat when Allah will say that Allah is happy with us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.